Now, if you see me monkeying with my phone here, I promise you I'm not getting in a game of Candy Crush. I just want to be able to record this. I'm actually texting my mother, but that's beside. Well, Merry Christmas. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. God is with us. God is with us. Christmas time is a wonderful opportunity to reflect on the central questions facing all believers, facing all Christians. Among those questions is, who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? And we can ask ourselves that throughout our lives, those of us instructed when we were young, or those of us who've just recently come to the faith, or those who are just visiting family here. The gospel for this beautiful Mass tonight lays it all out. Jesus is the one who saves. He is God come to be with us. We hear St. Matthew's version of the Nativity here. St. Matthew tells us about Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. Jesus, born to Joseph, a dreamer. Joseph is a dreamer. The guardian of the Holy Family, a carpenter, we're told, is named for another Joseph and a dream interpreter, the son of Jacob, who was sold into slavery by his brothers and who served the Pharaoh of Egypt before the time of Moses. And the birth of Jesus is deeply woven into that experience of the people of Israel, the whole history of God's people, of God's mighty acts of bringing them out of Egypt. Now, Joseph is told by his angelic visitor, you shall name him Jesus. You shall name this boy Jesus. Many of you will have heard that Jesus, it's Greek for Joshua. Joshua, Yeshua in Hebrew, a good Jewish name. Joseph was a righteous Jew, and so his son would be. And first century Jews interpreted that name, Joshua, Yeshua, which more strictly means Yahweh helps, as meaning Yahweh, God, saves. God saves. God saves his people. And why does Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, bear that name? The angel tells us, he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is one with his name, one with his mission. He saves us. When we know this beautiful truth about Jesus' mission, like the proclamation in Isaiah this evening, we cannot be silent. We cannot be quiet. We want to shout it out, to share the good news of our salvation with those we love. And thus, we celebrate this happy season of celebrating the Nativity with festivals, with parties and family gatherings and meals and gifts. Now, we also call this newborn babe Emmanuel, which we are told means God is with us. God is with us. A wondrous, comforting declaration, a consoling declaration. God never abandons us. Even when we do not know he is with us, he is. Jesus, our Emmanuel, we're told in the Gospel of John in another place, is the Word made flesh, the second person of the Trinity, God incarnate. And our God is not mysterious, distant, or disengaged. He knows our pain. He knows our sorrow. He knows our joy. He knows our hopes. Pain, sorrow, joy, hope, all part of our deepest human experience. And Jesus experiences all that in the incarnation. I am a Jesuit, St. Ignatius, the founder of the Jesuits. In one of his most masterful meditations, St. Ignatius encourages retreatants making his spiritual exercises to consider how the persons of the Trinity might gaze down upon the earth and see all the tumult and strife and sin and death, which we see on the news every night. And they decide to send the second person, Jesus, into the world to affect our salvation. That gospel from John, which I mentioned, in English is often rendered, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." But in the Greek, it's more properly, "He pitched his tent among us." Maybe you've heard that said before. He pitched his tent among us. It's very neighborly, very human, very physical that Jesus comes to live among us. Now, last week I was preaching in another place on the third Sunday of Advent. I spoke about the king who might come disguised. In medieval times, they used to think of Jesus coming in disguise to knock at your door, maybe as a beggar or a pilgrim or a visitor. And that occurs throughout literature, the idea of the king in disguise. And it's in Henry V. Henry V goes among his soldiers in disguise. It's in Star Wars, Queen Amidala dresses up as Padme to go in disguise. And St. Martin of Tours is said when he gave his cloak to a poor man, it was later revealed to him in a dream that that poor man had actually been Jesus. Mother Teresa liked to talk about Jesus, the poorest of the poor who come to visit us, as Jesus in distressing disguise, in a distressing disguise. But I think we have to be a little careful not to get too carried away with the idea of Christ sort of coming to us unbeknownst in that way, because in the incarnation, which is affected in ultimately in this nativity, this birth, he remains true God and true man. He has this dual nature, divine and human. And in the incarnation, he experiences our humanity. So it is not God in disguise, but God with us, God one of us. That is our Jesus. And Jesus carries many glorious titles. Most beloved tonight, perhaps, Prince of Peace. I always liked that one. And when we've chewed on that idea a bit and experienced the grace of an incarnate king, like the psalmist, we sang this psalm tonight, we might proclaim, "Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I sing the goodness of the Lord." That was a favorite one of St. Therese of Lisieux. Many of you might be a fan of St. Therese. She named the first part of her autobiography for that. "Forever I will sing the mercies of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord." So my friends, Christmas time, a wonderful opportunity to reflect on this central question, who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? The gospel tonight lays it out. Jesus, the one who saves, God come among us. Jesus saves, he is with us. Merry Christmas.